KO4HKX, KO4NUE.
KO4HKX.
Hey, bud, is he all right?
Yeah, I think he's going to be all right. Just skinned his knee a little bit.
Hard fall.
But he's all right. He's in the vehicle now.
So, I'm not exactly sure where we're going. Do you know?
Not exactly. I'm just trying to get out of the way right now. I'm on the road now.
Yeah, that's what I did. Just get out of the way. W4DJW, KO4NUE.
W4DJW.
Dave, you got an address or anything?
34 Boswell Circle is the general direction.
As in Bravo, Oscar, Sierra, Boz.
In front of me on Highway 8 going east.
KO4HKX, you're one car behind me, Dave.
Get over to 25. We take 25 to 290. We take 290 to Musk Creek, and then we're almost there.
W4DJW, KO4NUE. No, sir, I did not. I was trying to get this GPS straightened out. Say again.
We'll take 8 over to 25, 25 to 290, 290 to Musk Creek, and we're almost there.
Okay, Highway 8 to 11, 11 to 25, and then 25 to 290, correct?
Yeah, you put 11 in there. I forgot 11. Yeah, 8 doesn't go to 25. 8 to 11, 11 to 25, 25 to 290.
Before NUE, clear.
FHJ, W4DJW. 4DJW, mobile.
4DJC.
4DJW.
Morning, Dave. Surprised you're not flying today.
With all of the equipment from the ham radio operator that was 100 and a half years old from Hawaii that donated a bunch of equipment to the club, we're doing that move today.
Great. That's a good deal, then. Glad to see that happening. That's always appreciated.
We got a really good turnout, too. Made it go in double time. Had a really good crew turnout, so we've already loaded everything up. Went to a restaurant and ate lunch, and now headed over to the unload place to unload it all.
And weather band, it's been pretty windy around here.
I wait for the past few days. I think this is the time of the year for that. I think it's going to be that way for a little while.
We were in Florida earlier last week, and it got kind of, it had been breezy, real breezy, a few days before we got down there, but it was pretty nice while we were down there, but it did get terrible when it did start raining until we started heading back home.
A little earlier than that, about a month before that. Oh, well, beginning of March, or middle of March, something like that. It was nice down there. It was freezing here and 70 degrees down there.
Every time we've been in about 6 or 7 years, we used to go just about every year when our kids were small, take a 3 or 4 day trip, fly down there. Back in those days, you could fly down there for $100 round trip or something like that. We'd fly down there, stay at Disney for three nights, 4 days or something like that, fly back, have a nice vacation break.
Syncing up with the repeater. Let me see if Johnny got moving yet. I gave him a handheld. He's in the big truck. Let me see. I haven't heard him since we left the restaurant. Let me see if he's there, and I'll get right back. WD4DYH, Johnny, you listening? W4DJW. Let me text Gene, Jerry, and I'll be back in a minute. I can make sure Gene's there to unlock it for us when we get there. W4DJW.
You see, standing by.
Thing out of them. Maybe they're still talking at the restaurant. I don't know. Anyway, we left a little while ago. I figured they'd be on air by now. Go ahead, Jerry. W4DJW.
I'd like to do a good thing. That'd be great for the club to have some of that equipment handy to people to use. We had a real nice setup in Rock Hill at the Black Cars, York County Club. We had a full station set up with a tri-bander and all sorts of stuff that was in down there. And I could go down there and take my rig down there and hook it up. Even had an Alpha 77DX down there for a while that they let some of the some of the club members use if they needed to, but it's real handy to be able to have a tri-badger. Yeah, I lived in an apartment at the time, so it was nice to be able to go down there and get on there with a good signal. But hopefully you get some good equipment out of that and something some people can use and club can use it field day and other things. When I was down in Florida last week, I fell, and they thought I broke my hip initially, and then they decided I drove all the way back. Went that day and the next day, walked 8 or 9 miles each day, but still in pain. When I came back Wednesday, I called my doc and went to see her Wednesday. Well, actually Thursday morning, she sent me over to an orthopedic over here. She did an x-ray and thought I'd broken my hip, and then the orthopedic said, I don't think it's the hip, and thought I might have broken my pelvis in a couple of spots. So I got my CT scan, I guess Monday, and Tuesday they said all is okay. I got just some bruised, they call it bone marrow edema, and it's basically a bruise. Hopefully that's going to ease up. I'm not in any pain right now, but I was really worried about that at my age. N4DJC Friday.
Dangerous in a hurry. I'm glad it wasn't any more than that. So you just take it easy and it's going to get better on its own after a while.
And, he gave set up for me in a couple of months, but he said if I wouldn't have any pain, just cancel the appointment. Just let it go on its own. But, I take a little Tylenol or something like that, maybe one at night. But it's just a little, I can walk on it fine. He said just, no restrictions, anything like that. Just when it starts hurting, just stop doing what you're doing, basically.
You got out lucky. Sounds like it turned out very lucky for you.
All that happened, my birthday was last Thursday. I was turned 71. I said, that's a heck of a thing. I spent all day long in the doctor's office on your birthday. But they have a walk-in, Prism has a walk-in orthopedic urgent care center here in Anderson. Just off of Highway 178, just off 85, a couple of miles from the house. I just walked in, and they went ahead and set up a referral for me. I walked in the urgent care clinic. They had talked to the orthopedic there, and they got me in there right away and set up did x-rays and set up a CT scan for Monday. It was just, it was a breeze getting in and out. They were really fast and nice, really nice spot. Just opened up there in January, but I was very, very lucky. It was on the same level of fall, but I fell on the concrete. I wasn't paying attention to what I was doing. I was tired. I'd already walked about 4 miles. I kind of turned to look in one direction. I stumbled over my own feet, I guess, Dave. But it was pretty warm. It was about 85, 86 degrees down there. I got a little over 82, I think. But anyway, I took a hard fall on my hip. So I was very, very lucky, and I'm going to exercise much more caution and stop when I don't feel right before I start doing anything, going overboard or anything like that.
It's a hard lesson learned, but sounds like you got lucky. That's a warning sign. Take it easy. Don't get in a hurry. I tell myself that all the time. I feel like I'm 21, but I'm not. I'm 64, so I'm 6 years behind, or 7 years behind you. But we got to slow it down a little bit. Don't get in a hurry anymore. But anyway, it's good that you got the warning sign and it wasn't any more than just take it easy for a while and let up when it starts hurting.
It was a wake-up call for me. Like you say, you still think you're a lot younger than you actually are. It's like that mirror thing. Objects in the mirror are closer than they appear. Well, you're older than you think you are. And I was very fortunate. I felt that way. And just glad to be, be back functional again and don't have to worry about anything. I was scared to death of surgery because you break a hip, that surgery is about as bad as having to replace me. Some of my hips look fine. Didn't see any arthritis in them either. So that's good news. But I was going to mention to you, I'm starting to get interested in some of this Raspberry Pi stuff, but not really sure where to start. I'm doing some investigating now, but it doesn't look like it's too big of a deal.
Once you get over the hump, one of the things I found out you can do is just about any question you have with them, somebody else has already had that question. So if you do Google searches and you start with Raspberry Pi and then space the question, a keyword about what it is you're working on, you'll find really, really good answers to where other people had the same problem. So that really accelerated my learning curve, was being able to see where other people had the same problem and what the solution was.
I've got the disk imager on my Mac, but I saw a deal where I could get a keyboard that's got all the stuff built into it for like $70 or something like that. Just hook it up via HDMI to an LCD of some type or another, even a TV if you needed to. And I thought I might try that route and just see how hard it is. But there's many things you could do with them. It's just amazing. I use one for my D-Star hotspot, and it's just amazing how it doesn't run a lot of voltage. I think it's only 5 volts or something like that for most of them. It looked like it might be a good alternative for doing some logging software or doing some other type of software like that without tying up a full-size computer.
They're just about as powerful as a full-size. Well, they're in some cases, depending on how old the computer is, they're more powerful than a full-size computer. And they fit in your shirt pocket. That's what's so... They're extremely convenient. I think you'll enjoy that. That's a good experience. And let me try Johnny again to see if I can get him so I can get on to him for not turning the radio on. I'll be right back. WD4DYH, W4DJW.
Go ahead.
All right, Johnny, just want to make sure you were on the road. You guys, are you over to Highway 11 yet?
We are on 414 between 256 and 25.
Then you're on your way. All right, just want to make sure everybody left and everybody had somebody to follow. You got anybody following you? Yeah, I didn't get much of that.
Try again. Hey, copy now.
Nobody following.
I think Dan got the instructions from your neighbor, Johnny. I think he dropped the pin for him. I saw Bob and Dan conversing, so I hope they don't get lost.
I'm being told that they had the address for the actual location.
Yeah, Dan got that, but I don't think Bob had that.
So correct?
No, they were separate vehicles.
WD4DYH. We'll watch out for them. I think JD's following us. I see a red truck back there.
I gave Bob my phone number so he can call if he gets lost. All right, I just want to make sure everybody's rolling, so appreciate you coming back to me. Good to know you're using that radio, putting it to good use. ND7J, W4DJW. Still there, Jerry?
Hey. Heard Patrick in there. Good morning, Patrick. Oh, well, good afternoon, sorry.
Good morning, Jerry. KO4HKX.
So, Chad, KO4NUE, did you arrive yet?
Turn on the 290 now.
I'll be up there on your... You know where Mush Creek is?
Isn't it up here on the left?
Yeah, it's not too far after you get off of 25 on the left. And then you go past Boswell... And there's a road going up into the woods to the left after you pass Boswell. To you. And I pinged Gene, but I didn't get a response yet.
Put it in his GPS, and I'm just following him now.
Up to the top of the hill before you go down the hill to get off on Highway 290, so I'm not too far behind you. I got behind 4 slow cars, so you guys were going a lot faster than me.
We run out of here and let you guys hit this road. Good talking to both of you this morning. Talk to you a little bit later on. Dave, if I have any Raspberry Pi questions, I'll direct them to you. N4DJC, clear.
Talking to you. I just turned off 25, Patrick, onto 290, so I'm coming up behind you.
73, Jerry. All right, we and Chad are on Old Boswell now.
Creek, and I'm going to go past Old Boswell. I'm not going to turn in. I'm going to go past it because you got to go past it to turn onto Gene's driveway.
Past Old Boswell, we're on Mud Creek.
KX, KO4 NUE.
KO4 HKX, go ahead, Chad.
So looks like the numbers are getting bigger on Mush Creek.
I didn't get it.
34 Mush Creek, I'm at 620, and they're getting bigger.
Turn around, right?
Hang on, here's a road that says Mush Creek. It's a dead end. Let me go up here and see what the numbers are. 30 Mush Creek. Might be on to something here. Hang on. Mush Creek. On the right. Concrete drive. Green building with a red barn. Over.
We're going. KO4 HKX.
With Leroy, we're right out in front of it. It's 441. It's got a sign, 441. And I'm going to go a little ways up the driveway so that you can look. When you guys turn around and come back, we're going to be on your right, going up a hill to a very narrow, there's a black gate that is open, and it's a very narrow road going up a steep hill. You're going to see Leroy and me parked on that hill waiting for you guys to come up behind us.
KL4 NUE, 441, is that correct, Dave?
Yeah, it's not really 441 because the numbers are in there like 41, 42, like you said, but there is a sign that does have 441 written on it.
44 NUE standing by.
There's some old yellow school buses off to the right. So look to your right as you're coming back, and you're going to see us parked on the hill, and you're going to see some yellow school buses to the right of us. Those parked down at the gate. I'm parked about halfway up the hill.
Kicks. Patrick, that looks at 451 right there. You just passed it. I'm still looking. You said 441, right, Dave?
Yeah, Patrick just blew right by it just now. So I saw him go by in my rearview mirror.
Okay, we got it narrowed down now, Pat. Come on in, turn around, and I'll wait on you.
One, Chad, and the yellow school buses?
I saw 451, Dave.
Patrick that blew right by it, right behind Leroy. Leroy's standing outside the truck, too. If you go by and you look up off to your right, up the hill.
Turn right there, Chad.
I got it. Yeah, we got it. KL4 NUE.
Clear.
KX, Patrick, back up just a little bit. I'm gonna sneak up in here beside this fire pit.
And then H.